Trojans roll into town here looking for a victory in what should be an interesting matchup. These teams have not yet played each other here this season. Kind of a little bit of a quirk in the schedule. Most teams have faced each other at least one time during the season so far in Hawkeye 10 play, but these two teams have... not. They've got two... actually match up man-to-man very well here on the floor tonight.
Yeah, I think that's the most exciting part of this game for Alan Jenkins' crew is that they look at the numbers on the floor, they look at the sizes of the kids that they're going to face, the skill sets of the kids they're going to face, and they really think it's a good matchup. I mean, so many times, night in and night out, when you're playing teams like Harlan and Kemper Catholic, Glenwood, very tall, fast, long team. I mean, guys like the athletic teams like Creston and Lewis Central. In fact, I was talking with the coach earlier tonight, and I was talking about how, you know, you got Kemper Catholic and Harlan are right up. Concerned, Glenwood's probably the best team in the district or in the conference because that's the team they match up the least with, and they struggle with the most here this season. So, yeah, an opportunity to stand on the floor with a team that you can look eye to eye to. Gotta love that.
Yeah, definitely a good. Scenario here tonight for the Trojans, and they're looking forward to it here this evening. JV game just wrapped up a little bit ago. Atlantic was a winner, 60-45 over Clarinda there in that junior varsity contest. Tristan Benn leading the way with 16 points for the Trojans in that one. Also, Brendan Holmes chipped in 14 points there in that one as Atlantic gets the victory. They were up by as many as 20 or so there in the first half. Let it slip away a little bit for a while, but closed well down the in that. Teams are out on the floor getting warmed up. Clinda's gone back to the locker room now here to talk a little bit. Atlantic's still out there doing their shoot-around here before we get going tonight. We'll take a quick break, come back, and take a look here at how these two teams have fared so far this season. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wyrick Welding Plus, LLC. For power lift hydraulic doors, give Wyrick Welding Plus LLC in Lewis a call. They're safe, strong, zero maintenance, and built to last a lifetime. Wyrick Welding Plus LLC also does custom plasma cutting. Call 769-2415. ADM in Atlantic, the elevator for you when it comes to grain marketing and handling, with on-the-farm pickup and delivery available. ADM. They are your grain marketing consultants. Give them a call at 243-6567 or 800-243-6568.
Welcome back to Clarinda High School. Getting set for varsity basketball on the boys' side here tonight, Atlantic and Clarinda. And as we mentioned, it should be a good matchup here as you look at things on paper here between these two teams as far as size-wise goes on the court. But if you look at how things have played out on the season as well, they're both in very similar positions down towards the bottom of the Hawkeye 10 conference standings. They've had their share of struggles, but have able to get some wins here or there. And Atlantic, largely coming into this season, knew that it was going to be kind of one of those seasons where you were, you know, building with a lot of young players and you were going to take your lumps. But here's a team, not only do you match up, you know, size with well here tonight, a team that you should have a, you know, realistic opportunity to get a victory against.
Yeah, and here's, I mean, we talked about how Glenwood was a bad matchup for Atlantic. Well, a few weeks ago, Clarinda played Glenwood and lost 82-70. Now, why am I using that game as an example? Because here's how it flies in that ball game. Clarinda goes 13 of 26 from three-point land. They can hit the outside shots. That's pretty darn good. They got to the free throw line. They made 17 of their 19 free throws. But inside the circle, they were 7 of 35, which shows the lack of size and ability down low. So that's what Atlantic wants to do tonight. They want to push them inside. You got to guard the outside. You got to guard the circle against Clarinda, or they could light things up and really cause you some problems.
So a team that really will have the ability to hit that outside shot, and Atlantic will need to get out on the perimeter and play some good defense here this evening. Go ahead and start to take a look here at the two lineups here for these two teams as well, as we're getting about 5 minutes away from tip-off here tonight. for the Atlantic Trojans. So we mentioned towards the bottom of the Hawkeye 10 standings, they haven't picked up a conference victory yet here this year. So they are 0-9 on the season. They're 2-11 overall as a ball club here this year. Clarinda, their head coach Van Gilmore, they're 4-9 overall and 1-6 in Hawkeye 10 play. So here's the starting lineups tonight for Atlantic. Number 3, Joe Walker, the 6'2 junior. Number 23, Ryan Hawkins, the 6'4 sophomore. Number 33, Garrett Franken, the 6'4 freshman. Number 41, Nick Podaitsky, the 6'3 junior. And number 51, Adam Weiser, the 6'4 senior. That's how the Trojans will start tonight.
You know, usually when you look at Atlantic's lineup, you look at those first three you mentioned. Ryan Hawkins, the leading scorer, averaging almost 14 points a game. And then you've got Garrett Franken averaging a little over 11. Joey Walker averaging a little more than 10.5 points a game. Those are the three you typically look for scoring. But I tell you what, I look for additional action tonight out of the guys down low, Nick Podaitsky and Adam Weiser. With the lack of size that Clarinda brings into the ball game, this is a game where these two guys could really step into the action and put more points on the board than you usually expect out of them. And that would be a big help for the Trojans to help out open up the outside.
It sure would. We'll see if those guys can get it going here tonight. For the Clarinda Cardinals, here's how their starting five will look this evening. Number 10. The 6-foot senior, number 22, Troy Aldrich, the 6'1 senior, and number 24, Jet Ketwick, the 5'9 junior. That's your starting five for Clarinda.
And with the Cardinals, it's typically whoever has the hot hand on any particular night. Nobody jumps off the page statistically. Jet Ketwick leads them, averaging about 11.5 points per game. Jason McCall averages about 8.5. Noah Bix a little over 8. Justin Kabeen a little under 8. Austin Smith, 6 points a game. You know, nobody's jumping off the page there, but again, it's just whoever's got the hot hand. And if you let somebody get loose outside, they can do you some damage. They throw up a lot of threes. They are hitting 45.2% of their threes on the year, and that's a nice percentage. It's actually a better percentage than they shoot overall from the floor at 44.4%. They're averaging 51.7 points per contest on the year. So you've got to watch the outside because that's where they'll do the damage.
Well, and sometimes the nature of just the way your team is built forces you to play a certain way, and with a lack of size, it's natural for a team to want to shoot some more outside shots, and they're doing well at making that happen to get the little success that they have had here so far in the season. So let's see if the Trojans can stymie that here this evening. That's a look here at these two ball clubs. We'll take another break and come back and get you ready for tip-off here shortly. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Country Tire in Atlantic. Stop by today and see how good the guys will take care of your car or farm equipment needs. That's Country Tire in Atlantic. The Atlantic Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Their goal is to be the best provider in the long-term care field. If a member of your family is in need of long-term care, please stop by or call the Atlantic Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
Back at Clarinda High School, Chris Parks along with Jim Field getting set for boys varsity play tonight between the Atlantic Trojans and the Clarinda Cardinals. We want to thank you for joining us here this evening in whatever manner that may be, here on the radio at AM 1220, FM 101.1. We're on the web with streaming audio at KJN.com. If you click the listen live icon in the top right corner of the screen, that's always available for you. You can listen on your smartphones if you download the KJAN app in the iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you have an iPhone or an Android-based phone, download that. It's free. Doesn't cost you a dime. And as soon as you open up the app, you'll get the stream right going there for you. So if you're out and about on the run, you can check in on the ball game that way. And we'll also have the live streaming video for you tonight as well. Go to the TV page at KJN.com. Once you get there, you'll see a video player there. It'll have a play icon right in the middle of the screen. Just click that, and that'll load the video there for you. You'll get the video of the broadcast along with our audio broadcast here. It's with that picture on the screen. So hope you check that out and catch it, this ball game in one of those various ways here tonight as we bring you high school basketball on KJAN. teams have finished up warming up here this evening, and they're about to ready to be introduced here to the crowd. And then we'll get ready to tap things up here for you this evening. Just want to remind you as well, coming up here over the weekend, we've got a couple of other things on the way for you here tomorrow, as we'll bring you college basketball tomorrow morning as the Iowa Hawkeyes will be back at it as they'll travel to take on the Northwestern Wildcats tomorrow. And that'll be a morning start. 10 o'clock is the pregame. 11 o'clock will be tip-off for that one in Evanston. And then coming up after that, later on in the evening, we'll have some more high school basketball for you, as we'll bring you a doubleheader tomorrow night from Elkhorn as Exira EHK plays host to Arweva for a girl-boy varsity doubleheader. So look forward to that coming up here tomorrow night. Teams are now going to be introduced here to the crowd, and recap here for you what we have in the lineups. For the Atlantic Trojans, it's Joe Walker, the 6'2 junior, Ryan Hawkins, the 6'4 sophomore, Eric Franken, the 6'4 freshman, Nick Podaisky, the 6'3 junior, and Adam Weezer, the 6'4 senior. Here the starting five for the Trojans. For the Cardinals, Jason McCall, the 5'10 senior, Justin Cabine, the 5'10 senior, Noah Bix, the 6' senior, Troy Aldrich, the 6'1 senior, and Jet Ketwick, a 5'9 junior. That's your starting lineup here tonight for these two teams, as the Trojans will be wearing their road black uniforms with the gold lettering and gold and white trim. And for the Corinda Cardinals, they're wearing their home whites with the maroon lettering and the maroon and black trim as we get set for high school basketball here this evening. Of course, you always often say this, but always more important to do it on the road. But for the Trojans, they've had a couple of rough weeks here. Picked things up a little bit in their game against Kemper Catholic on Tuesday night. Felt a little bit better how they played in that one. But other than that, they need to come out and get going with a quick start. You know, good confidence level and playing at a high pace. And a game that you know you have an opportunity to win is very important for Atlantic to come out and start strong here tonight, because you want to get those cobwebs kind of shook off here from these last couple of weeks.
Well, yeah, you're getting into the final third of the season now, and Atlantic has a lot of the tough games behind them. Now, all of a sudden, with a young team, you've got an opportunity maybe to pick up a few wins here down the stretch, and these are going to be important opportunities. You just can't let them go away, and this could be a springboard for this team, because realistically, when you look at the schedule, you could probably say that they have a chance to they could probably pick up maybe 4 or 5 wins here down the stretch in the last part of the season. So, important one here tonight to get them off and moving in that right direction.
And a young team trying to build some confidence here towards the end of the year, and you can never know what can happen. Everybody gets a shot when you head towards the postseason, so we'll see if the Atlantics can make some noise here down their stretch run. Teams are being finished up and introduced to the crowd, and we'll get ready here to listen in to our national anthem as we get started for our broadcast here tonight. Good crowd filing in here tonight at Clarinda High School, and should have a good atmosphere here for some high school varsity hoops here tonight. We'll go ahead and listen in here now for your national anthem. National anthem taken care of here this evening, and we're ready to play basketball here tonight. Atlantic at Clarinda in varsity action. Thanks for joining us here tonight for High School Hoops on KJAN. Teams getting their final instructions here. Once again, for the Trojans, it's Walker, Hawkins, Franken, Podaisky, and Weezer. For the Cardinals, McCall, Cabine, Bix, Aldrich, and Ketwick. The starting lineups here tonight, and we'll see who ends up in the center circle to get this one started here this evening as good out there, and Joey Walker oftentimes doing the tipping duties for Atlantic, and he will do that tonight going up against Noah Bix. And the officials are set. Whistle to set the ball in play, and we are ready to go. The tap is going to be controlled. Mike's knocked here from the outset. Hawkins guarding closely on the outside. They throw it down inside now and get it to Aldrich. Now a kick back out. Long shot is taken. That was missed actually by Aldrich. Came out from Bix and the miss of the long shot. Rebound comes down to Atkins with good positioning. They're able to get a tap on the ball, though. Aldrich stripped it away from the other side and is taken now out of there by McCall. Right side up the floor. They'll stop and jump up a 15-foot jumper missed by Ketwick. And the rebound comes down here to the Trojans. They'll kick it up the floor. Hawkins right side. Now back up top. Walker will dump it inside. Kick back out. Hawkins drives baseline. Puts one up. Contested and partially blocked there. And then the rebound fought for and a jump ball is called as Ketwick gets caught up down there with Podaisky. And Atlantic will get the ball here underneath. Inbound pass now from Walker. Will be keyed up top now here into the hands of Weezer. Clarinda right now set up in a 2-3 zone here to open up on the defensive end. Right side, Walker will pump fake, now hang on to it. Now he puts it on the floor, stops at the elbow, kick out. Podaisky will try the long three, no good. Rebound down underneath, taken away by Aldrich. McCall has it out top. 6:45 left to go, first quarter, just underway, no score yet. Pass on a cut there inside to Cabin. He had to kick it back out. They cut him off there at the block. Kick back outside now. It's Aldrich in the corner driving. Bounce pass underneath and going up and knocking one off the glass is Noah Bix to get the scoring started. 2-0, Clarinda with the early advantage. Walker out front will kick it left side. Frank and now he'll scoop it across the floor. It's into the hands there of Hawkins. Hawkins goes back to Franken. Now they work it around. It's baseline drive by Walker. He's behind the backboard. Tried a tough shot. He got it to hit the rim. Weezer's right there for the rebound and the putback try, and he got the foul call.
And again, guys like Weezer, Podaisky inside, pack it down low. Even if you miss shots on the outside, they might be able to get some garbage points down low. Those will be important points.
It's Justin Cabin picking up the foul. And we'll go to the line now here to shoot two. And the first one up there by Weezer and knocked down. He's got one more coming. Weezer eyeing it up. He'll stop and fire one, and that one's through as well. So nice job there by Weezer to convert at the free throw line. Two all. Quickly up the floor. Cabin, the open three left wing, missed it in transition. The rebound comes out long underneath to Aldrich. He'll work it back outside. Ketwick right side to Aldrich. Up top they go again. Here's McCall. He'll drive. They left him alone. He stops and floats one up, missed it. And the rebound taken down by the Trojans. Get away with one there as they had kind of a little bit of a defensive breakdown to leave him open. Up top now, Walker will set up the offense, throws it over to Hawkins on the left wing. Hawkins pump fakes, kicks it in the corner. Weezer back up top. Now they go to the high post. Podaisky puts it on the deck, stops and kicks out. Hawkins the three ball. That's off the iron, no good. Rebound comes out, taken away by McCall, and he'll run with it. Up the floor, Hawkins gets back to defend him. He'll curl around in the lane, stops, tries to float one up, was tapped out of bounds. Nice job by Hawkins using the hands to knock it out and prevent the shot attempt. And it'll be the Cardinals' ball underneath. Troy Aldrich will key this one in. He's going to get ready to lob it in. He lobs it up high into the hands of Cabin. Cabin gets in trouble and taken away from him. Hawkins stole it right out of his hands. Up the floor, Hawkins spins in the lane, and going to have a reach-in foul here against Cabin on the floor. That'll be his second. And we'll inbound underneath the basket here. So nice steal there by Ryan Hawkins, and he gets the foul call in transition. They'll inbound it to Hawkins up top. Now bounce pass right to Walker. He was open for a moment. Now he hesitates, shoots one up, and rims out. Rebound by Aldrich. Podaisky fighting with him for it, knocked it out of his hands. It goes out of bounds back to Clarinda. Substitution now here for the Cardinals. Jared DeVoe is going to check in, the 6'4 junior. Bigger body out there. Shoved down low for the Cardinals. It's McCall crossing over, getting through the timeline. Cast passes it over here to Bix. Bounce pass across. Aldrich looking in the corner and bounces it away right in the hands of Walker. Walker the steal, the run out. He'll give it to Hawkins in transition. Now back to Walker at the elbow. Has it tapped away from him, but a little piece of the arm, they say, as Jason McCall gets called for the foul. That'll be his first. And the inbound will come here from this near sideline for Atlantic. 4:42 left to go first quarter. We're all tied up at two apiece. Neither team able to get any shots to really rattle down yet. Inbound here to Hawkins. Had it poked away from him, and it's knocked out of bounds now. It'll be the same spot to the inbound here for the Trojans. Quick hands again there by Aldridge. Slapping right at it as soon as Hawkins caught it. Vyski fires it into the backcourt. Walker will bring it back up. Throws it over right side. A quick three try by Franken. That's short. Rebound, knocked out of bounds, and last touched by Atlantic. But Iske was trying to fight for it. So the Cardinals will take back over. Down to 4:32 left to go in this opening quarter. McCall up the floor here. Will dribble it right side. Now swings it around the horn. Into the hands of Ketwick. Jeff Ketwick out on the perimeter. Crosses over. Now bounce passes it down low to DeVoe. He'll kick it back out. Aldrich, the pump fake, the drive. Goes all the way right around Franken and gets the lay-in to dance home. Good quick move there by Troy Aldrich, and he saw he had a little seam, got to the rim, and got it to roll home. 4-2. Cardinals lead it. Walker now in the offensive end. Over to Franken in the corner. Weezer. Skip back up top to Walker. He'll put it on the floor. Stop at the free throw line. Now looking to dump it back out. Here's Podaisky. He'll dribble through traffic, right through the lane. There's going to be a whistle and a foul call. And they're going to whistle that one against Jared DeVoe. That'll be his first, and they're actually going to call it a shooting foul. I don't know where that one came from, but they're going to let him go to the line.
Not much movement offensively here for Atlantic early. A lot of standing around, trying to throw passes over people, and you let that ball sit down low, the little guys will slap it out of your hands. They need to play with a little bit more fire here early on.
Kodaisky is able to knock down the first free throw. He's got one more coming, and we'll tie it up at four.
They're still looking for their first field goal tonight.
And it's up and good. So they are perfect at the line so far, 4-for-4, and that's all they have on the scoreboard. Tied at four. Brendan Holmes checks in. Nick Podaisky going to check out. Holmes had a decent game there in the JV game, 14 points in that contest. We'll see if he can contribute here on the varsity side. Now on the other end, we have a kicked ball. Pass, they were looking to go inside, and Franken got a leg out there. Inbound from Aldrich. Aldrich into the backcourt to Jason McCall. 5'10 senior walks it across, kicks it over left side. Now they'll come back up top. Aldrich pump fakes, kicks it right side to McCall. McCall dumps it inside, and a quick shot by Ketwick, and he was way off the mark. Missed everything, and it's going to be Atlantic basketball. Franken will inbound from underneath the hoop, and it's Joey Walker to walk it up the floor. 3:25 left to go first quarter, all tied at four. Here's Brendan Holmes, a pump fake, the kick up top. Franken right side back to Holmes. A dribble and a quick pass back up top. Now left side. It's into the hands here of Walker. In the lane, they go to Weezer. He missed one off the back iron. Hawkins, the fight for the ball. Threw it back in. Now they get it back to him in the corner, and they're going to call a traveling violation on him as he tried to dribble across to get a good look at a jumper. So it'll turn back over now here to Clorinda, and they'll inbound. McCall up across the timeline. Left side pass over to Aldrich. Aldrich goes left side to Bix. Bix back off to McCall. McCall, guarded closely there by Hawkins, has to bounce it back outside. Right side, they go into the hands of Aldrich. Aldrich hanging on to it, waiting. Nice. He'll come back out to the top of the key.
What was the five-second call?
Right side over to McCall. Now he'll throw it away. Threw it to a player who wasn't looking for it. Franken the steal, the run out the other way. The layup is good. Garrett Franken puts the Trojans on the board for their first two-point field goal of the contest, and it's 6-4. Trojans take the advantage here, and now Noah Bix got away with using that off arm to push off a little bit there against Holmes. Now they work it out side to McCall. He'll dump it in the corner. Here's a drive by Aldrich in trouble. Just floated one haphazardly. Bix is there to get it, and he'll go up for a shot and get fouled. Going to have a foul whistled here against Ryan Hawkins. That'll be his first and the first team foul here against the Trojans. So Noah Bix at the free throw line here for two shots. First one's on the way, and it's good. He's got one more in store, and he'll try to tie the ball game up here. Substitution here is Cabine comes back in here for Clarinda. Aldridge checks out. Up with the shot, the free throw rims out this time, no good. So the score stays an advantage for Atlantic, 6-5. Walker will bring it up the floor over left side to Franken. Had it knocked away from him by McCall. He's able to poke it free, and Weezer kicked it back up top to Walker. And Walker with it. He'll dribble up to the free throw line. Stop and fire one there. Off the mark. Rebound picked out of there by McCall as he came flying through the lane to grab it. And he'll dribble quickly up the left side. Out front. Goes left with the pass. The hands to Bix. Now bounce down low. DeVoe in traffic. Kick out. McCall. Three ball on the way. It's good. Good inside outlook that time from the Cardinals. McCall was ready for it. 8-6, Cardinals advantage. Holmes now right side for the Trojans. Up top they go Franken. Left side it's Walker. Down low on the block, Hawkins has it stopped away from him by Cabine, and then he ended up on the baseline there with it and turns it over. Substitutions now for the Trojans. Tristan Benn going to come in. Brody Peterson coming in as Franken and Weezer will head to the bench.
Cannot be happy right now if you're Alan Jenkins with the ball protection or lack thereof by Atlantic.
Now Peterson gets in the passing lane on the other end, and he knocks it away as they try to entry to DeVoe, but then Hawkins got caught up with himself looking to pass it up the floor, and he turns it over on the travel. Not good ball security in a multitude of ways so far here for the Trojans. And the Cardinals have the basketball here with the advantage, 8-6. McCall out front with it. A minute to go now in the quarter. Right side pass. They get it over to Ketwick. Ketwick has been quiet so far. He'll kick it back out to Bix. Bix got with the carry there. Gets it back up top to McCall. McCall dumps it down low. It's knocked away. Hawkins had it. Now he threw it off of DeVoe out of bounds, and it will be Atlantic basketball. So a hustle play to get the ball back here, and Atlantic will have it with 45 seconds left to go in the quarter. Walker's going to walk it up the floor. He'll go over to Ben on the right side now, and they go to Holmes in the corner. They work it around the perimeter, and it's thrown away. Tristan Ben was hoping somebody was there at the point, and Walker had kind of creeped down the left side a little bit further, and he wasn't home. So they turn it right back over, 33 seconds on the clock. First quarter action, 8-6. Cardinals, their advantage, and they have the basketball now. Walks it out. Free throw line. They go in the corner to Bix. Bix, 18 seconds to go on the clock. Will cross over. Lost the handle on it. Got it back and throws it up. Top to Ketwick. It's off the mark. Rebound fought for. Ben comes up with. They're going to get a little bump up the floor here, and that's going to be actually whistled against Jet Ketwick. That'll be his first. So the inbound with 2 seconds to go in the quarter will come here from Tristan Benn into the backcourt to Walker. Walker doesn't realize how much time's left. Now he just throws up an awkward shot and missed it, and Alan Jenkins is very upset with his team right now as we head to the second quarter. 8-6, Cardinals lead it. Back with second quarter action ball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. 21st Century Co-op, helping farmers with all their needs. Feed, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and fast and friendly service are yours at 21st Century Co-op. 21st Century Co-op, with locations in Messina, Atlantic, Cumberland, Fontanelle, and Greenfield. Home Sweet Home Care, providing physical, speech, and occupational therapy, and medical social workers. Accept Medicare, Medicaid, under insurance plans, and private pay plans. For more information, call Home Sweet Home Care in Atlantic at 800-279-9775 or Clarinda 1-800-362-1600. The Car Guys, your RV headquarters in Atlantic, offering fifth wheel and travel trailers, plus motorhomes and financing options that fit every need. They also offer full-service RV repair, a full line of RV parts and accessories, and for all your RV needs, stop by the Car Guys located in the west edge of Atlantic today.
J. Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Clarinda tonight. And let's hope that the alarm clock went off over there on the Atlantic bench at the between the quarters, because they were sleepwalking through that first quarter. 8-6, Cardinals have the lead and the basketballs. We start this second quarter now as they work the perimeter. Cabin over here right side now to McCall. Cabin back in the right corner, a little wiggle. Now he'll drive into the lane, get cut off there. The kick out of the three ball on the way and good by Jet Kettwick as he knocks down his first basket of the ball game. It's from distance. Basketball again, set Cardinal 2-3 zone. Hawkins here left side, picks up that dribble, feeds it high post now to Weezer. Back outside, Walker. Walker will work it back in the lane. The turnaround jumper up, dances around. No good by Franken, but the rebound underneath, grabbed by Hawkins. He keeps it alive back to Franken. He'll try the running one-hander. That won't go. Now the ball on the floor, and Atlantic fighting for it as the Trojans had Podaisky on the floor with three Cardinals. And it'll be Clarinda basketball as the arrow points their direction. Check that. It'll be Atlantic basketball. So the Trojans will inbound. Walker from down low will key it in. Into the lane, Weezer right side. Bank won't go. Well, they can't hit a thing from the field here in this first half. 11-6, Clarinda leading. Cardinals now to the front court here near side. They leave it for Cabin. Back across out top, and that'll be a turnover. It'll go into the back court. As Noah Bicks couldn't grab that wild pass, he chases it down to the back court, and that'll be a violation. And the Trojans will get the ball back. Troy Aldrich back into the ballgame now as Cabin checks out for Clarinda. Atlantic has their starting five on the floor right now. It really doesn't matter who Atlantic's tossed out there here so far. The shooting touch is not there here in the early going. Into the high post it goes now as they feed it back out. Walker, long three, no good from the top. The rebound inside by DeVoe. And I take it back, it's not the starting five for Atlantic as Brody Peterson is on the floor right now in place of Weezer. He just checked in. Front court now. Aldrich with it for Clarinda. Out top to McCall. McCall running the offense top of the circle. 6.5 to go here in the second quarter. Cardinals lead by 5. So they try to dump one down low on the block. Taken here near side. We're going to have a foul call as Noah Bix spun around. And got hit on the arm. That's going to be Podaisky, and that'll be his first. Just the second team foul whistled against Atlantic here in this first half. Ball out of bounds to Clarinda, and they've got a very small player out there that's trying to help out with the inbound. Wayward and there player. She goes back over here. A wayward tyke. She's going to head over out of the way, and we'll get back to it now as DeVoe will check out for Clarinda. Jacob Carlson will check in. Clarinda basketball, Aldrich inbounds, baseline right side. The quick jumper up by Bix is no good. Rebounded by the Trojans, and here comes Atlantic. Up the floor now, Podaisky here near side, and he gets run into. Like Troy Aldrich, for no good reason, just ran into him. That'll be the first on Aldrich, and team foul number 6 against Clarinda. So the next one will put the Trojans at the line. That might be something that might help them get out of the shooting funk. Walker will inbound underneath. Oh, Brody Peterson got open, but he missed the shot in tight. And the rebound to the Cardinals. Back on the run, they come to the front court. McCall has it batted away from behind. Peterson tapped it out. Now Walker back the other way up the left side. Stops baseline. Outside Franken. He'll drive into the lane. Dump it down low. Podaisky, the wraparound, will not go. Got his own rebound and put it back in. Atlantic with a basket inside. Podaisky off his own miss. It's 11-8 now. Clarinda back to the front court. Aldrich with it here right side. Steps back. Fires a long three. No good. Rebound inside Podaisky. Quick turnaround there is the quick shot attempt. No good. And here come the Trojans back up the floor. Walker looking right, fires it low. Peterson back on the wing now. Hawkins. Hawkins off the dribble, double team. He'll leave it back out top for Walker. Head fake the three, step up to the elbow, the jumper. No good from 15, and it goes over the backboard. That's out of bounds to Clarinda.
You sure there's not a lid on top of that thing?
I think they shrunk that basket just a little bit because the peach basket ain't letting the ball go through it here tonight. It's 11-8, Clarinda leading. We have 5:20 to go in this second quarter. Long pass up the floor. Now Walker up in the air to knock that out of bounds. So the Cardinals 18 left in the first half. Out top, McCall takes it. He'll run the offense. Now here to the near side, Aldrich. Aldrich with a left-hand dribble, brings it back out on the perimeter and dumps it across to Kettwick. And Kettwick's pass is knocked out of bounds by Franken. Atlantic has the length advantage. Got a height advantage, but those long arms of Franken and Hawkins, Weezer, they just haven't been able to take advantage of it much offensively. Clarinda ball. Aldrich has it out top as Atlantic stretches the defense. Now it's tapped away by Hawkins into the backcourt, but picked up by Clarinda. Now batted away again by Franken. And Podaisky helps to chase down in the backcourt. Now they get it back, and Ketwick has it in the front court. Picks up his dribble out to the high post. It goes to Bix in the lane. Back to Ketwick here right side. That ball's tipped. McCall up with it, though. Now the bounce feed knocked away again, this time by Walker, and Hawkins comes up with it. Hawkins on the dribble to the front court. He has it knocked away, but right up in the air back to him. Into the corner now, Peterson. Hawkins all the way across here to Walker. He'll drive into the lane. Elevate the shot up. Good. Joe Walker off the dribble. Hits in the lane. Little 12-footer, and it's 11-10 now.
That'd be the largest game of hot potato I've ever seen.
Boy, nobody wants to hang on to the basketball here. Everything's batted around. Front court, Aldrich now across to Ketwick. Ketwick goes left side as he leaves it for McCall. Back out. Away by Peterson and stolen by Hawkins. Here come the Trojans on the run. Hawkins spins off the glass too strong. The tap up, no good. Rebounded and a foul inside. That'll be free throws for Atlantic as Podaisky got hit on the arm coming up with that rebound. Jason McCall will pick up his second of the night. That's team foul number 7. Against the Cardinals. It won't matter in this instance. This will be a two-shot foul. So Nick Podaisky with a chance to tie it here. The first free throw is good, and we are tied. Podaisky, the offensive star for Atlantic so far tonight. He's got 5 points. Second try on the way is also good, and that gives Atlantic the lead. Now they've scored 6 straight. It's 12-11. Front court. Cardinals cross over the half-court stripe. McCall out top, leaves it here for Ketwick. Ketwick picks up his dribble across to Aldrich. Aldrich back here to Ketwick. Atlantic trying to really stretch that defense. They're playing a zone, but stretching it out high. Now McCall drives into the lane, elevates the quick shot. Cardinals lead it. 3:23 left to go in this first half as Walker gets it to the front court. Franken back to Walker right side off the dribble. He looks low, nobody there. Now Ketwick to steal and the finish on the other side. 15-12 Cardinals. We got a timeout on the floor. Timeout asked for by Atlantic. It'll be just a third right here. That's the first timeout by either team here in this first half. Boy, we should keep track of steal numbers because we've had more of those, I think, than we've had field goals here tonight.
I don't know that we could keep track of them. That's the thing here so far. It's just been pretty impressive by both teams being able to be as active as they are with their hands. Early on for Clarinda, it was, you know, a problem, as you mentioned, for Atlantic just being secure with the ball, keeping it up high enough that guys can't swap it right out of your hands, and they have done that a few times, but Atlantic started to do a little bit better at coming out and pressuring, extending their pressure on defense a little bit, and they've gotten plenty of steals, and it's just kind of a back-and-forth battle. Who's going to be able to take care of it?
Well, if you've got young kids who are watching basketball for the first time here tonight to learn how to play it, close your eyes, because it has not been pretty here early. Atlantic basketball as they inbound backside. Walker will bring it across, so work it up on the dribble. Franken, out top now Hawkins. High post, Podaisky back to Hawkins. That pass is tipped. Now right side, it's Franken, back to Hawkins. Hawkins will step up from the top, fire up a three, and he banks it in. Hey, at this point, the way the shooting's been in the first half, you'll take them any way they go in. 15-15, we're all square. Nearly a steal out front. Now McCall with it into the lane, steps across the little hop step, up the shot, no good. Missed it off the front of the rim. Rebound fought for. Now Franken comes out with it inside. Franken will curl. He'll bring it up the floor himself. Garrett Franken up the right side. Stops on the dribble. Into the corner it goes to Peterson. Back to Franken. So they work the ball across. Back out top. Walker. Franken right side. Head fake. Now the drive on the baseline. He tries to float one up. Got too far on the baseline, but got fouled. And he'll get free throws. A foul down low is going to go, I believe, against Jacob Carlson. That'll be his first. 1-1 here for the Trojans. As Garrett Franken will go to the line with a chance to shoot, hopefully two. Carlson checks out now as Cabine is back in for Clarinda.
And DeVoe just checked back in as well down low.
Hard to miss that big body.
Yeah.
Franken's first free throw is good. As that one dances in, that gives the Trojans back the lead. Now it's 16-15. Franken, one more coming. 2:18 left in this first half. Second one is also good. So he knocks them both down. The Trojans are perfect from the line here tonight, and it's 17-15 Atlantic. Pressure now. Three-quarter court, a 1-3-1 zone stretched out by the Trojans. They try to trap. DeVoe has it up the right side. Probably not the guy you want handling the basketball. He gets it off to McCall, and he'll feed it out. Wait, back to McCall. Oh, we got a foul. Ball knocked out of bounds. And it's going to be... Nope, no foul. They called it out of bounds, and it will be Atlantic basketball. DeVoe couldn't get that barrel chest out of the way that time. Knocked it out of bounds. Trojans by two with the basketball. Hawkins front court. Podaisky now in the right left corner. Back outside Hawkins. Into the corner it goes to Walker. Baseline. He elevates from 15. No good on the shot attempt. Rebound down low. Podaisky comes away with it. He outfought a couple of Cardinals to come up with it. Now Franken down low to Peterson. Peterson skips it across. Out top Hawkins inside the three-point lane. He knocks one down. He had a foot on the line. It'll be a two. And Atlantic up 19-15 now. Cardinals back court. Under a minute and a half to go in this first half. McCall here near side now to Ketwick. Ketwick off the dribble. Brings it around out top. That's Kabeen. His pass tipped and stolen. Franken with the tip and the steal. He taps it ahead now to Hawkins. Hawkins drives baseline, steps across. High bank is good. Ryan Hawkins now with 7 points here in the quarter. And Atlantic has a 21-15 lead. 109 left to go here in this second quarter. We've got a timeout on the floor asked for by Clarinda. This will be a full timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Anita Supply Center, the place to go for all of your home improvement needs in Anita. For all of those big or small home improvement projects, visit Anita Supply Center in Anita. Detter Service Department in Atlantic. Let them handle all of your automotive needs, from oil changes to a major engine overhaul. Give them a call at 243-4514 and let them take care of your automobile. That's Detter Service Department in Atlantic. Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top-quality mobile and transportable phones and the best internet service. Get a free demonstration from Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company today.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Clarinda tonight. 21-15, Atlantic has taken the lead. The Trojans on a 9-0 run have turned the game around here in this second quarter. Shots now starting to fall. Cardinals have the ball, a minute 9 to go in this second half, in this first half, in the second quarter here. Ketwick in the backcourt, off to Kabeen. Catching the defense, Kabeen across the timeline. McCall here right side. Atlantic falls back into that 2-3 zone now as they were. It's DeVoe. Back outside it comes. Aldridge fakes the three. He tried to throw a bounce pass. It bounced off Joe Walker's knee right back to him. Now here near side it's McCall. Back out top to Ketwick. Atlantic putting some of their big long arm guys out front trying to harass the pass out top with Hawkins and Franken. It's been working here so far. Ketwick left side. Now to McCall. He fires with a possession with no result. 30 seconds left here in the first half. Near side with the pass off from Walker. Fire at far side. Franken had to go up high to get that. Now to 17 seconds. Walker to the right side, now to Franken. And across it comes to Hawkins. 12 seconds left to go in this first half. Hawkins left side into the corner. Peterson back to Hawkins. Seven. They set up Walker off the dribble screen. He drives here near side. Gets around DeVoe. Got yanked on the arm. 7 straight points after a sluggish start to the basketball game. And they lead 23-15 here at halftime. Big second quarter for Atlantic. We'll take a break. We're at halftime. 23-15. Trojans lead the Cardinals. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The TV Store, your Dish Network dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Stop by or give them a call at 243-3032. That's the TV Store, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at iWestern Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, iWestern classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at halftime of this boys' Hawkeye 10 conference basketball game. Atlantic rips off 11 straight points here to end this first half, as they lead it 23-15. Neither one of these teams having a good offensive first half of basketball. It was tough sledding on both sides. Atlantic helped out from the free throw line in the first half. They went 8-for-8 from the line, as they got to the line many more times than did the Cardinals, who were just 1-for-2 from the free throw line. And big difference there, and that really helped, I believe it helped Atlantic stay in the game early, maybe loosen them up a little bit, the shooting touch here in this second quarter, as they really struggled early.
Yeah, they really did. I mean, it was kind of a compound of errors going on there for a while. Ball security was a problem, you know, keeping that ball up high enough not to get it swatted away, so possessions were valuable, and then the fact that you weren't able to knock down any shots just kind of compounded the problem. You really need to get out there. It's the name of the game, of course, basketball. Put the ball in the hole, and they just weren't able to make some of those, and even easy looks there in the first half. You know, a few bunnies under. Tough to get. It was a very slow start, but give them credit. They did respond there in that set. Much basketball by the coaching staff to get those guys with the longer length out front there to get some of those steals and get some easy buckets in and transition the other way.
Really made a difference. Neither one of these teams were very good with ball. Ball security here early in the cuts. Bondurant-Farrar beating Carroll 66-24 tonight. Also, Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln knocked off. Also, girls basketball this evening, it was Panorama beating Guthrie Center 48-39. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Peyton Sherdan downing Cam 51. Around. Don't forget, tomorrow morning at 8:30, we'll have our Coach's Corner program for you here on KJAN, as we'll talk wrestling and we'll talk hoops as well tomorrow morning with Atlantic's head coaches. So make sure you join us for all of that tomorrow morning, 8:30. Is a start for Coach's Corner tomorrow morning here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. 23-15 is our halftime score. Atlantic with the lead over Clarinda here on the road. We'll take a time.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Locker at 310 West 2nd Street in Atlantic. See them for custom processed beef, pork, and lamb. Atlantic Locker has fresh and frozen meat on hand daily, and the deli counter is full of cheese and special lunch meats. Atlantic Locker, 310 West 2nd Street. Dow Drug, your Health Mart pharmacy in Guthrie Center. When it comes to all of your prescription needs, visit Dow Drug. They also offer home health care supplies, along with a complete gift line. Visit Dow Drug at 302 State Street in Guthrie Center, or give them a call at 800-551-3693. Insurance Services Incorporated in Elkhorn, your source for Farm Mutual Insurance, with a policy of working together with you to protect your needs. Call Insurance Services at 764-6000 for competitive quotes today.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Clarinda tonight. Atlantic only picked up 2 wins so far on the season. They hope they're halfway toward number 3 here tonight. Young basketball team with a whole fresh cast of characters. A lot of youth on that team here this year, and hoping to blend some things together as the year moves along. and the schedule turns more in their favor here down the stretch. They're hoping to have a little bit more fun here in this latter part of the season. Let's take a look at some of the numbers for you here at halftime. For Atlantic, 7 points for Ryan Hawkins as he ends up leading them here at halftime. All of his coming in the second quarter. In fact, all of his coming during that 11-0 run that Atlantic made down the stretch. 7 for Hawkins. Also, Nick Podaisky was 6 points in the first half. Garrett Franken and Joel Walker each have 4. And Adam Weiser with 2. As we mentioned, 8 for 8 from the line for the Trojans here tonight. For the Cardinals on the other side, 5 points for Jason McCall, also 5 for Jet Kentwick, 3 points for Noah Bix, and 2 for Troy Aldrich here in the contest. They're 1 for 2 from the free throw line. McCall and Kavine each picked up 2 fouls for Clarinda. They're the only ones tonight with more than 1 foul for either team. It was 8-6, Clarinda leading after one quarter of play. They jumped out to as big as a five-point lead at 11-6. But Atlantic rallied back as they outscored Clarinda 17-7 in the second quarter. And they have the lead here, 23-15, Atlantic leading Clarinda. At intermission, we'll have the second half. And we'll have the big boys out here shortly to get themselves loose and ready for the second half. And Chris Parks will have the third quarter for you here in just a little bit. 23-15. Atlantic leading Clarinda here at the intermission. Back with the third quarter in just a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Edward Jones and Judd Manili.
Support of our local games comes from your local Edward Jones investment representative, Judd Manili, 243-9238. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Smith Heating and Plumbing in Wyota is owned and operated by Guy and Shane Smith, who have provided quality craftsmanship since 1979. They're your authorized York and Climate Master dealer. For all your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and commercial refrigerator needs, give Smith Heating and Plumbing a call at 712-783-4528. Holly Jones Funeral Home. During stressful times when you must deal with the loss of a loved one, turn to friends. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca and Walnut. That's Polly Jones Funeral Home.
Welcome back here to Clarinda High School tonight. Getting ready for the second half here between the Atlantic Trojans and the Clarinda Cardinals. It's a 23-15 halftime lead here for the Trojans. And we have some other ball games, of course, going on right now as well.
Yeah, get you a few other scores here as well tonight. Also going on tonight in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan and girls action leading over Red Oak 35-17. That game was at the half tonight. Also a 5 girls basketball in the Hawkeye 10 as St. Albert defeated Creston 51-36. Another final from the Western Iowa Conference in girls hoops. IKM Manning beats Tri-Center 70-43 tonight. And also at halftime in boys action, it's Creston leading St. Albert 26-21 this evening. So some other scores for you from around the region here tonight in the Hawkeye 10 and also the Western Iowa Conference.
Yeah, one other note there for you too as well. Boys side, it's IKM Manning leading Tri-Center 54-32. That is at the going into the fourth quarter there in that one. That's after 3. And also the Atlantic girls game tonight and all tied up at 7 apiece. So it's a couple of other notes there for you.
And the Harlan girls have beaten Red Oak 71-36 this evening.
So some updates as we get them in here for you tonight. Of course, don't forget you can always check all those scores on our website as well at KJN.com. If you go to the sports page and we get up those there for you either late in the evening after the night's action or early on in the morning the next day, so you can check all that out and get a full recap of what's going on, and we'll have those scores in our sportscast for you throughout the morning tomorrow as well. Both teams are back out on the floor getting warmed up and ready to go here. They put a couple of minutes here on to 15 here at the halftime break. Don't forget, tomorrow, college basketball for you here in the morning as the Iowa Hawkeyes travel to Evanston, Illinois to take on the Northwestern Wildcats. And the Hawkeyes will get that one started with a 10 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock tip time for you tomorrow as Gary Dolphin, Bobby Hansen, and the crew bring you the broadcast. And then later on in the evening, We'll have more high school basketball for you as we'll bring you a varsity doubleheader in Elkhorn as Xyra EHK plays host to Arweva. So that's coming up here tomorrow. I'm going to take another quick break here, come back and get ready for the tip-off of the second half. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Chatterbox Cafe, located next door to the Amoco Station in Audubon. Chatterbox Cafe is open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and noon specials Monday through Friday. Come enjoy home-cooked meals at the Chatterbox Cafe in Audubon. E.L. Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut. For all of your insurance needs, home, farm, business, auto, crop, life, health, and long-term care, visit with E.L. Ransom Insurance Agency. E.L. Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut, your independent insurance agent, serving you first. Farm Service Co-op, located in Atlantic and Oakland, offers custom application of dry fertilizer, chemical, seed, lime, and anhydrous ammonia. They also fill gas, diesel, and propane tanks. Farm Service Co-op, where service is their middle name. Give them a call in Atlantic and Oakland.
Chris Bucks, Jim Field with you here at Clarinda High School tonight as we get ready for second half basketball here. It's Atlantic leading 23-15, and we're about ready to start the third quarter. Clarinda will have the ball here to start the quarter, and they'll be working from right to left here as we sit across from the scorer's table here at Clarinda High School. And the ball is inbound, and we're ready to go. Here's McCall over to Cabine, and it is the starting lineup here for the Cardinals. McCall, Cabine, Bix, Aldridge, and Ketwick out there on the floor. Ketwick has it right side. Atlantic comes back out with that shifting zone with the big guys out front trying to get at the basketball. And now a bounce pass down low underneath. Aldridge will kick it back out to Ketwick. They're closing him quickly. Back in the corner, Aldridge, now Ketwick. McCall, the bounce pass left side. Cabine, the quick three try, missed it. Rattles out long. Cabine came back up with it, dribbled it off his foot. It comes out to Ketwick, and he'll knock down a three.
Well, that ball sat around off the three-point miss on the floor forever before somebody went after it.
And Ketwick becomes the benefactor after the long bounce out to him, and it's 23-18. Trojans with the lead in the basketball here. They'll have it right side. Podaisky down low. Brody Peterson down on the block, and he's blocked from behind, but a foul call. Going to go against Noah Bick. And he'll go to the line here, I believe. Yes.
Started early and had a little bit of success inside, but Peterson's been, he's been able to offset some of that quickness a little bit more that the Cardinals bring to the table.
He misses the first free throw here. He'll have one more coming. Peterson did get the start here in the second half, along with Podaisky, Hawkins, Franken, and Walker. And the second free throw rims around and falls off, but Hawkins goes and tracks down the rebound. He'll go baseline and pop up a jumper and splash it home. Nice job. And it's going to be a foul against Clarinda, as it'll be number two against Troy Aldridge. So the Trojans will inbound underneath the basket on the far side of the floor. It'll be Walker to inbound. Walker lobs it out high to Hawkins. Now they go back to Franken. He'll try the three. That's short. Rebound tapped up there. But Iske got it back. Kicks it back out. Franken again a try at a three, and he'll knock this one down. If you miss once, try again. And Franken gets the bucket there. 28-18, 10-point advantage for the Trojans, and now close to another 10-second call here, and it's going to be a double dribble instead as Aldridge tried to dribble quickly out of some pressure, and they call him for the double dribble.
Yeah, he dropped the pass and picked it up and then took off trying to dribble it. Can't do that.
So inbound midcourt again now here for the Trojans, and now the official is going to have a quick discussion here. Not sure what the... And they've got it straightened out, whatever the issue was. Franken will inbound it here. Walker in the backcourt. We'll take it. 6:13 left to go here in the third quarter. They'll pass it right side. Franken down on the baseline. Peterson, nice pass back in the middle to Podaisky. In traffic, missed it. A little bit too strong. And the rebound fought for, and Aldridge has it. Ketwick now with the basketball. We'll get across the timeline. Dribbles up to the top. Bounce pass across to McCall. Back over to Ketwick. Ketwick out front with it. Trapped there, and he'll dump it down high post to Bix. And it's coming back across, and that's going to be Ryan Hawkins as he came from the top side to try to come back down on the ball. He'll pick up his second, just the first team foul here of the second half against the Trojans. No foul trouble to speak of at all for Atlantic. Up top, it's Cabine. We'll dump it off to Bix. Now they get it to McCall. Hawkins still playing that point man out front, and he gets a leg on this one as they try to pass it back up top. It's really causing Clarinda fits. Hawkins playing way out in front of the top of the circle, and it's pretty hard to get a pass straight across the floor. Inbound pass here, and a substitution as well. Weezer back in there for the Trojans. Now they'll throw it down inside here, the Cardinals. Bix in traffic, dump it back out to McCall. McCall crossing over, now goes in the corner. Cabine down low, quick move on the baseline. Shot up and no good, missed awkwardly there by Aldridge. Trojans will run with the rebound. Hawkins going to stop and fire it to Franken. Free throw line jumper off the back iron, no good. Tapped out, back to Franken. Now it's knocked out of bounds. Ketwick last touched it. It'll be Atlantic basketball. Brendan Holmes up off the bench. Franken's going to get a breather here as Holmes will come in. Inbound pass will come here from Holmes. Also a substitution here for Clarinda as well as they bring big Jake DeVoe back into the contest. Or Jared DeVoe, excuse me. Left side pass there, it's Hawkins, and he'll have it on the wing. Dump it back up top, Walker. They go around the horn to Holmes. Holmes back up top, shifting 2-3 zone here for the Cardinals. Hawkins has it. Now back to Holmes. Now he'll jump one up from three, and that's good. Brendan Holmes knocks down the triple.
He shoots like that in the JV games all the time. They need to see that more in the varsity contest when he gets his minutes.
Here's Cabine up the floor now. He found a seam out of the pressure. Missed the layup, though, on the run, and the rebound to the Trojans. Walker will run it up ahead. Over in. Dump to Podaisky. In the corner they go. Hawkins, he's open for three. That's short. Rebound comes out, and Ketwick tracked it down in the middle of the lane. McCall now up the floor. 31-18 Atlantic advantage. Now a tip away by Hawkins, and they say last touch by the Trojans. We'll be back to Clarinda basketball. Might have caught a tough. McCall.
We're down 11-6 early.
Pretty impressive here, and the defense continues to be stifling here by the Trojans. And now Holmes getting in. And they'll inbound now from the far side. Inbound to McCall. McCall now will get trapped out top. Cabine try to throw one down low. Good job by Weezer to front and get it away from DeVoe. It'll be out of bounds to the Cardinals. Cabine down low will inbound. 3:59 left to go, third quarter. 31-18. Atlantic has the advantage. Here's McCall off the inbound. He'll curl around, dump it down inside to Vaux. In traffic, backs down against Walker. Turns, forces one up, gets the shot to go, and the foul call. DeVoe just went right through him and got the call. I'm not sure that it should have came, but he's going to get a chance here at a three-point play. So Walker's going to pick up his first. And 6'4", junior DeVoe at the line here to try to knock the free throw down. Free throw up and off the front iron, no good. Rebound taken down in there by Weezer, and then he's knocked down by DeVoe, and DeVoe's going to pick up a foul.
DeVoe just has to turn around and knock guys down as big as he is.
Sometimes he just turns the wrong way, and there's your foul. So he picks up his second, and the Trojans will bring it up the floor. 3:45 left to go, third quarter. It's an 11-point lead for Atlantic, 31-20. They'll slow things down a little bit here up the floor. Hawkins out front. Bounce pass to Podaisky at the free throw line. Guarded closely there. He dumps it back out to Hawkins. He'll fire one up on the baseline and got it to go. Tough shot there with a hand in his face there by Ryan Hawkins. Inbound Cabine now trapped here. He'll kick it across to Ketwick. He comes across the timeline. He'll drive right in the middle of the lane all the way to the rack. Missed the layup. Rebound putback is no good by Bix. He got the rebound again. This putback is good. Noah Bix stays with it and gets the hoop. 33-22, Atlantic on top. Walker will pick it up, throw it over to Holmes, right side. Back up top to Walker. Walker puts it on the floor, now back to Holmes. He'll try the three. They left him open, missed it. Rebound pulled down by DeVoe. Now McCall will bring it up the floor here for Clarinda. Right side pass, they go over to Cabine. Now they try to dump it down. Walker. And it did go out of bounds on. Good hustle that last play there by Joe Walker. He saw the pass coming down low, got in front, and made sure it knocked off the Clarinda player out of bounds. Walker across the timeline. Out front, we'll go over to Holmes. Holmes hanging on to it. Now we'll dump it off to Hawkins. Hawkins back across Podaisky. The jumper from 17 rattles out, no good. Rebound Peterson underneath. He turns, fires one up, no good. Rebound Holmes, and then he's fouled on the floor.
The smallest guys for Atlantic on the floor right now.
To Podaisky, gets it over. Circle. 2:05 to go, third quarter. A crossover and a screen. Walker goes all the way to the left side to the rack. Shot up and a whistle and a foul, and it's going to be called on the defense, I believe. DeVoe was down underneath. No clear signal from the official. Nope, now they're going to say it was an offensive foul.
Got to talk about it to figure out what the foul is. Who was it on? I don't think they know who it's on.
Yeah, they had no idea who was at the basketball. That's what they're trying to figure out.
Well, they blew a whistle, raised their hand, but they have no idea who the foul's on.
Yeah, nobody knows what this means either, so. Offensive foul.
Well, it should have been, I believe, Walker was
Yeah,
the
it was Walker,
driver.
Yeah.
And they actually got it right.
Got it right.
I mean, if you're going to call it on him, I guess you got it right.
And it should be his second now. He just had one a little bit ago. So inbound will come now here for now they get it over to Cabine. They just get across the timeline. Now skip it back across to McCall. He spins, goes to the basket. Awkward runner. No good. The inbound will come now here for the Cardinals back underneath the basket with 1:44 left to go in the third quarter. 33-22, we've been stuck there for a little bit. Inbound with McCall up around to Cabine. They lob it down low. McCall was trying to cut back door, and they threw it way too far out in front of him. It goes out of bounds.
That's that length of Atlantic again, forcing them to change those passing lanes, having to throw that ball quick and high. It's really been good for Atlantic here in the second half.
Walker across, will dump it over right side. Franken, now they go to the high post on the free throw line to Podaisky. Back to Walker, now across. Down low, Peterson, bounce pass, Podaisky screaming to the basket. No call as a contact, and there is a late whistle. They get it to Cabine, and that should have been the call right away. He was right underneath the basket. You can't wait down underneath there. And Podaisky will go to the line here to shoot two. Good step out, but Podaisky just kind of did a little cut back out like he was going back out towards the top, and then as they got it to the wing, he cut back towards the middle of the lane and caught it in on the run. He knocks down the first free throw. Brenda as well. Bick's going to check out. Jacob Carlson, the 6'1 sophomore, comes in. inbound, or the second free throw now here for Podaisky is up and good. Podaisky knocks him down, and it's now a 35-22 Trojan advantage. 1:20 left to go third quarter. Hawkins going to check out here for a moment. So right now it's Franken, Holmes, Peterson, Podaisky, and Walker on the floor for Atlantic. Out front, McCall has it for the Cardinals. He'll skip it across Aldrich. Aldrich goes in the corner. Ketwick will dribble it back out towards the top. Bounce pass inside. Home fake, now a drive. An awkward shot on the run. It falls for Jacob Carlson, and they give him a late whistle as well. He just kind of flipped it up on the run, and somebody must have just caught a piece of his chest or something as he came back down to the floor. And he'll go to the line here to shoot and try to complete a three-point play. Substitution as well here for the Cardinals. Jacob DeGassi, the 5'10 sophomore, will come in as Ketwick checks out. And the free throw up on the way and good. Rattles home that time there for Carlson. Up the floor, Walker now with the basketball. Throws it in the middle. It's tapped away and now stolen. DeGassi got the basketball and now he'll go right side up the floor in the traffic. They skip it back outside. DeGassi over across now right side and a high banker off the glass is in and out. No good that time by Carlson. The rebound pulled down by the Trojans. 35 seconds left. Onto it out front. Now McCall coming out to start the count. He'll dump it over to Franken. Franken back to Walker as they play catch out front. Here's Holmes right side. Holmes a couple of dribbles back up top to Walker. Walker guarded closely now. He's a dribble out towards the top. Gets it knocked away from behind. It's going to go out of bounds. And they say last touch by Walker. He just let it go because he thought he was going to get it back. And they give it to Clorinda. So the Cardinals get it back with 7 seconds left on the clock. The inbound McCall. He'll bounce past it left side. DeGoss now with it, and it's tipped and stolen away by Peterson. DeGoss got it back and threw up an awkward three at the end. And that's going to end the quarter. So it's a little bit of a frantic finish here to the quarter, but the Trojans with the advantage. 35-25 here after three. Back with fourth quarter action in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Walnut Communications, where you'll find Grand Slam time-saving solutions. They want you to have time for all the fun activities you enjoy. With high-speed internet, you get that always-on connection, no waiting. Walnut Communications, real technology, real solutions, real people living and working with you every day.
Teams know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This not only applies to sports, but to personal finance as well. Call me, Judd Manili, 243-9238 to set up a free review of your portfolio. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Ed's Lawn Equipment, 706 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, offers sales and service of Aaron's and Echo products, including chainsaws and lawn trimmers. He also has a good selection of used outdoor power equipment. See Ed at Ed's Lawn Equipment in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you in Clorinda tonight. Atlantic with a chance to try to close out a road victory here in Hawkeye 10 conference play as they lead at 35-25 heading into this fourth and final quarter. Atlantic with the basketball as we start this fourth quarter. Joel Walker takes the inbound. He'll run the offense out top as Clorinda tries to stretch that zone defense now. Hawkins left side, off to Podaisky, into the lane, dumps it down low. It's tapped out and stolen by the Cardinals. It'll be McCall now to the front court. McCall across the timeline. Picks up his dribble. Gets trapped outside. Now gets it across to DeGase. As they step it back outside. McCall's pass tipped. DeGase able to come up with it, though. Right side, DeGase with it. And now Hawkins tries to take it away. It's a jump ball. It'll be Atlantic basketball. That's... should be Atlantic's, isn't it? We did have the ball to start the quarter. Oh, it'll be Clorinda basketball. So the Cardinals will have it. They inbound it to Gase over far side. He'll leave it off on the wing now to Aldrich. Aldrich right side, back outside to Gase. They try to work it to DeVoe. I'm going to reach in foul called as Brody Peterson might have got an elbow to the chops there, too, as he reached across, trying to slap that ball away from DeVoe. So the foul on Peterson will be his first. That's the sixth team foul on Atlantic here in the second half. So the next one will put the Cardinals in the bonus. Out top, McCall with a basketball on the dribble, steps across, lost the basketball. It's loose on the floor. It'll roll out of bounds, and it will belong to Atlantic. Trojans got a break there as that ball rolled right out of his hands and rolled right through the legs of one of the Trojans out of bounds. Up off the bench, Jet Ketwick will check back in. DeGase is out for Clarinda. 7:04 to go here in this fourth quarter. It's been less than a masterpiece here tonight, but the Trojans have a 10-point lead. Walker to the front court, up right side now. Picks up his dribble, dumps it out top to Franken. Franken again to Walker, right side. Walker out top, Franken, head fake, back to Walker here on the perimeter. Now it's Fedeisky, they work it across, left side, Hawkins, and he'll bury a three. They work the ball inside and then back out again to Hawkins, and he hit the three from the left side, and it's 38-25 Trojans. Front court, Ketwick with it now for Clarinda. He'll leave it off for Aldrich. Aldrich across here near side, McCall, back out top, it's Ketwick, as they try to stretch the offense a little bit. Lessen the impact of those long-arm defenders, but this time it's Aldrich off the right side as he pulls up and hits the 15-footer. Has 38-27 Trojans. Walker out top with it. Leaves it across here for Franken. Franken fakes the handoff to Hawkins. He'll take it himself down the right side as he curls and gets the bank shot to go. And it's 40-27 Atlantic. Front court, now the Cardinals have it. Ketwick across here near side, McCall. Now Aldrich, he's open on the circle. He'll try the three. No good. Long rebound taken by Walker here in the near corner, and he's fouled. Walker gets pushed and fouled as he's over on this near side, and that foul is going to go on Carlson. And that'll be number two on Carlson. Trojan basketball, that's the sixth team foul on the Cardinals, so the next one will put Atlantic into the bonus as well. So both teams are in the bonus here the rest of the way. Walker to the front court. High post now to Hawkins. Back outside it goes Franken. Right side Walker. He'll dump it low for Hawkins, who swings around on the baseline. He'll curl into the lane. He gets hit by DeVoe. His shot attempt won't go. Able to right himself after getting bumped off the block there. And DeVoe will pick up the foul on the arm. That'll be his third. It's not Bell. It's not Biv. It's DeVoe. Free throw up and good by Hawkins. For the Cardinals, Cabine will check back into the ball game. Also, Noah Bix is back into the lineup. Make sure Cabine checked in. And one more free throw coming here for Hawkins. Atlantic with a 14-point lead, and I believe that's their biggest of the night. Second try, it's good. So Hawkins knocks them both down. It's a 15-point lead. Trojans have been solid from the free throw line here tonight, and they lead it 42-27. Up the floor, now the ball knocked away. Picked up off the floor by Cabine. He'll bring it across here to Ketwick from the left side. He'll try a three. That's no good, and that's up and over the backboard out of bounds. It will be Atlantic basketball. So the ball will belong to the Trojans in the backcourt. Brody Peterson will inbound. And Joey Walker to the front court now. 5:10 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Walker across the timeline. Picks up his dribble. The ball batted now as Hawkins comes down with it. And he gets hit on the arm. That'll be Ketwick. And that'll be number two on him. And that'll send Hawkins to the line to shoot the bonus. 5:03 left to play here. Could become a free throw shooting contest here down the stretch. And if that's the case, with a 15-point lead already and the way they've shot free throws tonight, I like Atlantic's chances.
Yeah, it's one thing that they did do well from the get-go here tonight is knocking them down at the line.
Hawkins at the line, the front end of the bonus. We jinxed him. It's no good. Wouldn't you know. Rebound of the Cardinals, and up the floor they come now as Ketwick gets it across the half-court stripe. Dribbles into a double team. Now gets rid of it quickly to McCall. Now Cabine down low it goes. The quick turn and the shot down on the block. No. By the baseline. Weezer tried to keep it alive. It's out of bounds, though, off the Trojans. And the ball will go back the other way. So it'll be the Cardinals basketball here in the backcourt. 4:39 left to play in this fourth quarter. Cardinals across the timeline. They curl. Cabine, right side, gets it off for Kentwick. On the run, he fires up a three. Trojans basketball, Walker out of the front court. Cross to Nick Podaisky. Podaisky off the dribble, looking for Holmes. Brendan Holmes with it now left side. Holmes out to Hawkins. Hawkins off the one dribble bounce and leaves it here for Weezer. Now Walker. Walker tries to get Weezer curling down low. He'll kick it across to Podaisky. Now off it goes to Hawkins and back to Podaisky in the corner. Trojans very patient. Now we'll have a timeout asked for here by the Atlantic bench. It'll be just a 30-second timeout. So we'll leave it here with 3:56 left to go in the game. 42-30, Trojans leading. Neither one of these teams has looked sharp tonight offensively. Both look like they're really struggling to make something happen, and some of that's due to the defensive pressure.
Yeah, both teams have done a pretty good job identifying what they needed to do defensively. Clorinda right out of the gate in that first quarter and being very active with their hands. Atlantic started to do that at the end of the second quarter when they started to change up the philosophy a little bit with bringing the big guys out front. So that has changed things a lot. You can tell that's really gotten in Clorinda's head on what they want to do. But up in the front court, so it's hard to get anything moving towards the basket, and they've really struggled to find a flow here tonight. And Atlantic, they've had their moments, but it hasn't been a fluid situation all night long.
Trojans with the basketball. Zell inbound to the backcourt. Franken checked back in during the timeout as he took the place of Brendan Holmes. Walker out top with it for the Trojans. 3:50 left to play. Hawkins, as they run a double high post, leaves it now for Podaisky. Podaisky on the curl, gets it to Walker. Down low to Hawkins, right side. He'll go right to the rack. Atlantic trying to curl and use that size advantage inside. Jason McCall picks up the foul. That's his third. Hawkins to the line now for Atlantic with a chance to shoot the 1-1. This will be the last 1-1 for the Trojan. Actually, this will be a two-shot foul. First. One more free throw here for Hawkins, and that one's no good off the front of the rim. Rebound hits the floor as the Cardinals lose it momentarily. Now pick it back up, and they'll keep possession. 43-30, Atlantic leading. 3.5 left to play in the ball game, and the pass. Pass goes the other way, can't hit the short shot. Weezer the rebound, and he gets fouled on the putback attempt. Hawkins took it right away from Noah Bix. Couldn't hit the shot inside, but a foul down low. It's going to be whistled, I believe, against Carlson. That'll be his third. That'll send Adam Weezer to the line. He'll get a chance to shoot a couple here, and his first one is good. Weezer has 3 points tonight, all from the line. He's 3 for 3 from the free throw line here this evening. One more try coming for the senior. And that one is also good. Weezer now will check out. Brody Peterson back into the lineup for Atlantic. 3:24 remaining in the game. 45-45. Cardinals break pressure. Carlson with it in the front court to Kentwick left corner. He'll turn just inside the circle and drop down a two. Jet Kentwick with the quick shot in the basket. 45-32 Trojans. Walker to the front court now. 3 minutes left to play in the game. Walker right side to Hawkins. Ryan Hawkins here on the arc. We'll bring it back out top. The sophomore off the dribble feeds it here near side to Walker. Kentwick flashes by for the steal. Now it's Podaisky. Back up top, Hawkins. Off the grab, he'll gun and bury the triple up top. Ryan. The 3-32, a 16-point lead. And another steal. Ball thrown away, Atlantic up with it. To the front court, it's Franken. Left side, he'll pull up on the jumper, good from 15 feet. Garrett Franken hits the field goal. 50-32, biggest lead of the game. Now stretched to 18 points for the Trojans with 2:28 remaining. And we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Five Star Roofing Incorporated of Atlantic is your residential roofing specialist with the Roofing Buggy. Whether it's roof replacements, repairs, or inspections, contact Ken at 855-ROOFS-R-US
or on the web at 855roofsrus.com. Ask how to save up to 20% on homeowners insurance. For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs, call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating of Fontenelle today. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating is your train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. Stop by 314 4th Street in Fontenelle or call 877-838-8580. The staff of the Atlantic Medical Center, where they're proud to care for Atlantic and the surrounding communities, with offices in Anita, Griswold, and at Messina. Atlantic Medical Center, caring for their friends and neighbors here in Southwest Iowa.
Well, the offense picking up a bit in the second half for the Trojans. They lead it 50-32 with 2:25 to go as the Cardinals bring it up the floor and fire up a quick three ball from the right side. No good by Cabine and the rebound by Franken, and he's fouled. That'll be Jason McCall picking up his fourth. And now Atlantic with a chance to continue to stretch the lead from the free throw line, and, well, that's where you want to be.
Yeah, it's Atlantic's doing a pretty good job here of staying consistent down the stretch. They've been knocking down some shots here lately and then playing themselves a chance to go to the line.
Franken at the line to shoot, and he makes the first. Ryan Hawkins with 20 points here in the ball game tonight. Franken now with a dozen to help lead their team. Ryan Hawkins with 20, and he scored none in the first quarter. Kicked it up with 7 in the second quarter, and he's had a good second half. Second free throw by Franken, good. And it's 51-32. I think they're 52-32. It's a 20-point lead. Up the floor, Clarinda now, front court. As they work the ball on the curl, DeGase out top of the basketball. Dedrick Ketwick, they throw the ball away. Now the lob up the floor as Franken got the steal, got it ahead on the lob. Hawkins grabs and lays it in and gets fouled, and he'll get a free throw. And now things getting away real rapidly here from Clarinda. That foul is going to go against Dedrick Ketwick. It'll be his first. And the Trojans going to substitute now as well here with a minute 59 left to play as Tristan Benn comes into the ballgame along with Michael Thompson. Also into the contest now, Kyle Nelson and Alec Hayes has checked in as well. Hawkins at the line, and the free throw no good. He misses on the free throw attempt. 54-32 now. Trojans lead it. Clarinda front court, as they've got a bunch of subs in as well. Clint Fine has it off the right. Leave it out top now for Jaden Landis. Back outside, the step back three ball up, and no good off the rim by Ketwick, and the rebound to the Trojans. Nelson will bring it to the front court now for Atlantic with a minute and a half left to play. And we're going to have a timeout asked for by Atlantic just to make a substitution as Ryan Hawkins will check out now and Dalton Brockman will come into the basketball game. For Clarinda. So the Trojans will have the basketball as we come back from the timeout. Atlantic just calling a quick timeout just for substitution purposes. Minute and a half left. Atlantic ball. Nelson front court. Over to the far side. It goes now to Brockman. Brockman off to Tristan Benn. Benn will leave it outside for Thompson. Live grab by Thompson for Atlantic. Now Brockman back out top to Benn. Benn right side. Into the corner. It's Nelson. He foregoes the three try, looks for help. Now fires it all the way across. Brockman on the circle, back underneath to Thompson. He'll turn and bank one up. No, missed it in tight. Rebound hits the floor, tapped out. Atlantic up with it. Benn now across to Brockman. Baseline Thompson, he'll jump it up. No good. Rebound Benn, he'll put it back up and in. Tristan Benn with a basket down low. 54, make that 56 now to 32. And the ball knocked out of bounds down low. We're going to have a foul call and a couple of free throws coming. It'll be DeGase going to the line as Tristan Benn will pick up the foul. It'll be his first. 37 seconds left to play in the fourth quarter. DeGase at the line misses the first. He'll get one more for Atlantic. Up off the bench now, checking into the contest is Kyle Kruger. And one one more free throw to Gase. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll stay. It'll go to Atlantic. So Atlantic will get the ball back with 36 seconds left to play. Up the floor, Atlantic, across the timeline. They work at left side. Brockman, the bright orange shoes, leaves it for Tristan Benn. Benn back out top to Kruger. Kruger off the dribble drive. Lost it momentarily. That's a double dribble. 18 seconds left. Florinda gets the ball back. Atlantic going to pick up the win impressively here in this second half. The inbound, Clint Fine has it. He'll bring it across on the dribble. Fine out top, lost it momentarily, picks it back up, looks for help, now leaves it off far side. Landis into the lane, he'll stop, fire up with a left hand, no good. The rebound tap to the baseline, out of bounds, last touch by the Trojans. It'll be Clarinda basketball with 3 seconds left to play. 3.5 on the clock as the Cardinals will inbound. Here near side, they inbound, quick elevate for a three ball, no good by Ketwick, and that'll do it. Game over, 56-32. Trojans a winner here tonight on the road in Clarinda. We'll take a timeout and wrap it up for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Cass Incorporated, we've been living out our mission of enriching lives for over 30 years. We are proud to be pioneers in creating change that results in diverse opportunities for people of all abilities. Cass Incorporated, enriching lives every day. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Clarinda tonight. The Trojans win it on the road, 56-32. Your final, a sluggish start in the contest here tonight. Atlantic trailed 8-6 after one quarter. They were down 11-6 early in the second. But then a little change in the way they went about it defensively helped them offensively here tonight. Gave them some easy opportunities. They made their free throw attempts here this evening. And for the most part, the longer arms of the Atlantic boys made for a long night for the Clarinda Cardinals.
Yeah, they sure did. It was a great decision to move those guys out front with Franken and Hawkins and put Hawkins kind of as the point man out there above the top of the circle, and made it very difficult for the guards of Clarinda